Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're once again now, and again, you're tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night, April the 3rd, 2021. And I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, so thank God for what he's doing through this worldwide network and through this worldwide ministry and platform. It is really growing. And I just give God the glory, honor, and praise for it because it is of his doing. So we just want to give God the glory, honor, and praise for each and every listener that has been tuning in from day one and even all the way up to now and to the new listeners is on the line tonight. We give God the glory, honor, and praise for you. So continue to tune in and be blessed by God's word. On tonight, we have none other than Deacon Marvin Cox who will be bringing forth God's word. But he's going to share with us an inspirational poem first, as he always do. then he's going to deliver God's word. So you need your Bible. You need your pen and paper so you can take notes as we go through God's word together on tonight. We're going to go into prayer right now because we do serve an awesome God. He said the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. And I say, well, there's much prayer, much power. And where we know that God is still watching over his word and he is still performing it in the lives of his people for his glory. So please pray with me at this time. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, Jesus the Christ. It's in his name we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times, that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that you are sitting high, you look low. We thank you that you're not like man. You don't get amnesia. You don't forget your word and your promises. You are a promise keeper. So we just thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Deacon Marvin Cox and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Heavenly Father, I come lifting up my brother-in-law, Ken Jones, to you right now in the name of Jesus. You know his situation. And I pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, that you will send a vessel in his way, that he will be able to hear your word, Heavenly Father, while he have a chance, that he will be able to hear your word, Heavenly Father, not only hear your word, but receive your word, that he will be able to open his own mouth, confess his sins and transgressions, and then also he will open his own mouth and ask Jesus Christ to come into his heart and save him, Heavenly Father, so that after he's saved, Heavenly Father, that you would heal his body, that he would have a testimony, letting the world know without a doubt that it was you who have healed him, and that he would be able to know his God purpose, and he would be able to complete him and fulfill his God purpose in the earth, that he too will be able to draw souls to Jesus Christ, that they too will be saved in Jesus' name. It's my prayer for him on tonight in Jesus' name, and not only for my brother-in-law, but anyone, Heavenly Father, that may be tuning in on tonight, whether they're listening on tonight or not, you know who they are and where they are. We all have family members that are not saved. So we lift them all up to you right now in the name of Jesus, that your word will go forth, that they will hear your word, that they will receive it, they will accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, that they will be able to be glorified through you here on in the earth, that you will get the glory through each one of them is our prayer in the name of Jesus. That your word go forth with power on tonight, Heavenly Father, that should there be any listeners that's not saved on tonight, they will hear your word, they will be able to hear it on tonight with clarity, with understanding, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into the house and save them on tonight. We come also lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. I continue to lift up our family friend and our sister in Christ, Sister Bridget Douglas, Heavenly Father, on tonight, that you will continue to comfort her and strengthen her, and not only her, but all those that have lost loved ones, whether it's due to the coronavirus or whatever the reasons. We know that you are the comforter. So let them know and remember that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will continue to extend your grace and mercy upon us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the finished work on the cross through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and soon coming King. We love you, Lord. We ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in each one of us individually and then as a corporate body of believers, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name, and continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide platform, even to the new listeners. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, the scripture food for thought comes to us saying, thank God the blood of Jesus still works. Once again, and I take this personally on tonight. And I know that you who are saved in Jesus' name on this worldwide platform and on this line on tonight, you can touch and agree as well as myself. Once again, the spirit of food for thought. Thank God the blood of Jesus still works. And I'm going to add this part to it. It would never lose its power. In the form of announcement, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with Deacon Margaret Cox as he gets ready to deliver God's word. Again, he's going to share with us another inspirational poem first, then he's going to go directly into God's word. But I have a few announcements that I would like to make that you all, if you want to, you can make notations of these announcements. Every first Thursday night, Minister Tawan Eppinger, he's a young minister of the gospel. He's a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Igel Timmon Jr. is the pastor and shepherd. Minister Tawan Eppinger brings God's word over this worldwide platform every first Thursday night. And every third Saturday night, the Sunday school superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, Deacon Edward Blakely, brings forth God's word over this worldwide platform and network. I am so excited to announce that on the third Thursday of this month, on the 15th, the third Thursday of this month, April the 15th, my youngest brother, a retired Detroit police officer, God has blessed him to write a book, and it's titled, Don't Skip the Process, Making Life's Challenges Work for You. He will be my special guest on Thursday, April the 15th. So you want to tune in and be blessed by him. And I am so excited for what God is doing in his oldest daughter's life, my niece, Kayla. She has obtained her realtor's license. She is now a part of the Century 21 Realtors family. So if you are looking to purchase your first home or your dream home, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. My niece's number, Kayla Brown, her cell phone number is 313. So this is for those of you that are listening that live in the Michigan area. She can help you purchase your home in the Michigan area. She can be reached at, her cell phone number is area code 313-992-5562. Her office phone number is area code 734-464-6400. And her email is Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Kayla Brown, dot C, as in Charlie, C21@gmail.com. And then finally, we are so excited, and God is blessing my youngest sister with her books. She has two children's books. The latest book is titled The Littlest Guard at the Gate. Then the other children's book is titled The Best of Joy. They are both available at Amazon.com. And by the way, my brother's Herbert Charles Brown's book, Don't Skip the Process, Making Life Challenges Work for You, is also available at Amazon.com. But God has blessed Demetra, my youngest sister, to start a children's store and open her website. It's up and running now for The Littlest Guard at the Gate. He has his own book with his picture on it. He has a coloring book, puzzles. He also have a line of T-shirts with his pictures on it, a variety of pictures with him on it. Then he has a little pillow that the children love to carry around with them. Either they like to sleep with him or they like to carry him around when they go for rides in the car. So we're getting a lot of good positive feedback regarding The Littlest Guard at the Gate. He even have a theme song. So when you go to the website, you will hear his theme song. So if you have little ones in your life, your children, or if you're a grandparent or a teacher, uncle or aunt, that would like to purchase any of these items for your little ones in your life between the age of 3 to 8 years old, you can go to my youngest sister, Donata Bernie's website. That's all lowercase, www.joshtheguard.com. Once again, Donata Bernie's store and website for her children's items for Josh the Guard, you can go to www.joshtheguard.com. So those are the announcements that I have for now, for today. So I am going to try, hopefully, get this song to play for us on tonight. They've been having a little technical difficulties lately, and hopefully they're going to get it corrected very soon. But we're going to try to see if we can get a music break song in. But if not, we're going to move forward and have Deacon Marvin Cox come forward and share with us another inspirational poem. Then he will go directly to God's word. So I hope you pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along as we go through God's Word together with Deacon Marvin Cox on tonight. Stand by. Okay, I see that's not going to work on tonight, so we're not going to worry about it. We're going to go ahead and move right along, and we're going to get ready to receive none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Brother Brown. Tonight's lesson, tonight's study is a very, very special study. It's probably, to me, the most important lesson of the year. Because it had not been for tonight and tomorrow, oh, where will we all be? Tonight and tomorrow, it opened up the gateway so that we could be having this conversation. And I'm going to give you a tribute to the one that made it possible. And the poem for tonight is called That Same Man. That same man that you praised the other day, the very same man that you now cast away, the very same man that brought so much joy to your heart is now the one that you want to depart from out of your presence and out of your sight only because he stands for what is right. Kill him, kill him, nail him to the cross. He exposed me as a fraud, and I can't take the loss. He gave the world all that he could give, and for his love and understanding, he doesn't deserve to live. On his truthful tongue, we all can rely. And for me telling the truth, for him telling the truth, this man needs to die. He told me about myself and my sinful ways. Then he x-rayed my heart with his heavenly gaze. He saw evil in every corner. Yes, my evil was intense. Yet he uttered not a word in his own defense. He was guilty of nothing except for loving us so. He laid down his life so that the whole world may know that reconciliation with God is his only plan. And there's no reason to keep crucifying that man. So examine yourself before you speak ill of others, and see not strangers, but needful brothers. And this would only happen when you realize that it's true, that the same man died on the cross for you, and especially you. Now that's self-explanatory. I thank the Lord for giving me that to share with you. Now we're going to move expeditiously into tonight's lesson. I'm coming from the gospel as recorded by St. John, the 19th chapter, the 30th verse, and it reads, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now we have multiple topics for tonight. Oh, I just read unto you from the book of St. John, the gospel recorded by St. John, King James Version, the 19th chapter, the 30th verse. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will, and may he edify our souls forever. Amen. Now, we will choose the topic, as I said, we have multiple topics tonight to discuss. And one of the topics is, it is finished. Another topic is, that same man. And if we were to go with a third topic, it would be, have you completed your assignment? Now, we know that, briefly, we know that the Lord had one assignment and one assignment only. But within that assignment, he had many duties. He had many things to do. But his number one assignment was to bring about a reconciliation between God and man. Because man had become so contrary in his ways that he began to stray off from God. And God repented in his heart that he had made man, because man had went so contrary. So the only way that we could have mended the fences, so to speak, with God, and that was through his son. So the assignment for his son was to come and to show us that there is a more excellent way for us to live, that there is a more excellent way for us to do things, that there is a more excellent way to serve God. And we could not have done it without the human example that was set forth. He had to come to us the same way we are in the flesh, come to us in such a way that it took all our excuses away, because he used his godly powers to show us the awesomeness of God. He used his godly powers to show us that God is real, but each and every day he walked around in the flesh. He had to carry out the assignment, and no matter how difficult the assignment was, he carried it out. And in the process, he gave us many assignments to carry out. And it's just like you're in class, and when you're in class, when you first start off, your assignments are easy. They tell you to get a piece of paper and scribble down on the paper, and then as you progress in your knowledge, the lessons become a little bit harder. But there, we graduate from one subject to the other, but each subject that we go through is basically a refresher course from the other course. It's just an extension. And as we grow stronger in the Lord, each and every test that we take, it helps us to mature in the Lord. And as a baby goes, we know that a baby starts off with milk. Why? Because that is the only thing that their digestive system can handle. So the Lord, with all the things that he did, he hung on that cross, and they gave him vinegar. And then they said, he said, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. So what I'm saying to you, my brothers and my sisters, at the end of your journey, you will see Jesus. At the end of your assignment, it is, as I said, he has given each and every last one of us an assignment to do. Now, the third question is, third topic, have you? And see, you might get angry with me for asking you, have you completed your assignment? Because I know that we have a tendency when something is given to us, when an individual asks us, have you completed that? We have a tendency of getting angry. Now, one of the greatest things that any preacher, any parent, any instructor, any boss, any person in a position of authority, three of the greatest words that they could ever hear come from their people is, it is finished. Now, we start a lot of projects in the church, but how often do we say, Pastor, it is finished. It is completed. That assignment that you gave us, it is done. So the Lord had one specific thing to do, but it took him the course of his life to complete those assignments. Now, I have a few written scriptures. I have a few quoted scriptures that I will share with you. And it's coming from Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 6. It says, Paul says, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of calling to which you have been called. That's an assignment right there, that we should walk in a manner worthy. So if we walk in loose, then guess what? We failed our assignment. With all humility and gentleness and patience, bearing with one another. So that's another assignment that we have, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. So I should be enthusiastic about maintaining this. If not, once again, I got a F, which means that I got a failing grade on my assignment. And it's reminding us that one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. See, we have sometimes a multiplicity of things that we worship. So anytime we begin to worship our cars, our houses, our jewelry, then we are getting away from the assignment that the Lord has given us, because he tells us in his word over there in Exodus, thou shalt not have no other gods before me. So anytime I put all of these materialistic things in front of the Lord, my assignment is not complete. Over there in Proverbs, he tells us to train up a child in the way in which he should go. And when he is older, he should not depart from. There go another assignment. But have you completed that assignment? Have we lived right in front of our children so that they cannot buck against us, or they cannot make those things that we did before them become our taskmaster? See, my brothers and my sisters, it's very important that we complete the assignments that we have. Now, my grandson the other day, he was a little bit short and he needed a few dollars. He said, Granddaddy, can you loan me? I said, you still owe me from the last time. You did not live up to your obligation that you said your word. You put a date on it that you were going to come back and take care of what you had to take care of. Grandson, you did not complete your assignment. And so in other words, to complete your assignment and go on to the next assignment, you must complete the one that is before you, because other than that, that's known as being caught with your work undone. So we have to be mindful that, and then we could happily come to somebody and say, you know, that project that you gave me, it is finished. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a great accomplishment. On Sunday, when it's great anticipation, and we know that mothers have been in the kitchen cooking and everything, and the aroma of the food that she's been cooking is wafting through the house, and we, you know, and it's just activating our taste buds, and then all of a sudden, she says, it is finished. So we know that when it is finished, it is a great benefit to our stomachs that's coming. And see, when the Lord said it is finished, it was a great benefit to us, because he died so that we may have the right to the tree of life. If he had came down, just imagine if he had came down from that cross, oh, where would we be? But he told his father, he said, it is finished.
Oh, yeah.
That same thing that went through all of that aggravation, that went through all that toil, all that strife for little old unworthy me. I feel that I'm unworthy, but he felt that I was worthy enough. He felt that you were worthy enough to make that ultimate sacrifice to give his life.
Thank
so you. Moving right along, my brothers and my sisters, it's a blessing to be able to fulfill God's assignment. It's a blessing to be able to carry out that which he has given you to do. Or whatever it was, it means that you put time and, most importantly, effort into it, because he gives you something. It's going to take your labor. It's going to take somebody cussing you out. It's going to take you losing the fellowship with those that don't believe in the Lord. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, just like the Lord making that ultimate sacrifice for us, it's worth it. in the long run, because we began to sometimes look at the temporary instead of looking at the permanent. So when it was finished, that means that it was on to the next assignment. Now, his assignment for reconciliation was over at that time, but guess what? He's still working hard. He's still leading us and guiding us unto all truth. He still is giving us instructions on how to conduct ourselves in a spiritual manner. So once we complete our task, guess what? You know, sometimes when you're at work and you've done everything that you're supposed to do for that day regarding that job, the boss don't like to see you sitting around. I know when I was working in the factory, they used to tell me, hey, Brother Cox, when you get finished, don't sit around. Pick up a broom and act like you're busy, because even though we may have completed that which was assigned for us to do, even though we may have completed production, then people will look around and see you standing idle, and they will give you something to do. Or either, to make it even worse, they will increase the production on you. If you're making 100 parts, and you're supposed to make 100 parts an hour, but you only make that 100 parts in a half an hour, then they're going to look at it and say, okay, well, we're going to up your production. But it might be somebody that cannot make those 100 parts in that allotted time. So we not only have to think about ourselves, and they're doing it on average, to see God is fair. But each assignment that he gives, he's fair. When the men come into the vineyard, he said, I will give to you each one a penny. So he was fair. He had come to an agreement about the assignment that they had. He said, come in there and work. And when you go to work, a lot of days, if you look at, you know, policemen, if you look at doctors, if you look at anybody that goes to work before the day starts, they have a little huddle and they talk about the assignment for today. Say, okay, we have to do this and we have to do that. We have to check on this. We have to check on that. We have to monitor Mr. So-and-so in room such and such. So even when that assignment is done, when it's finished, we have to continue to do what it is that the Lord is saying. So we're going to move right along to Luke, the 10th chapter, 38th verse to the 42nd verse. It says, now that they went on their way, Jesus entered the village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care? That my sister has left me to serve alone. Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. See, my brothers and my sisters, this is letting you know that each and every last one of us have a different assignment. In order to make it go, everybody in the place. If you look at a factory, you know you got your production worker, then you got your managerial worker, then you got your suppliers. You have all of these people that have a certain obligation in order to make that thing work. So whatever assignment that the Lord has given you, because he said that we all have different offices in the body of Christ. So whatever it is that your office is, whatever assignment that you have, whatever it is that you have been given to be the administrator of, then don't worry about it. It's just as important, because, see, that toe is just as important as that head. All of these things, and what his words say, work together for the good.
Yes, Lord.
We can function without this, or we can function without that, but things run smoothly when they work together for the good. So, as I was saying, Sister Martha, she came and she was complaining. You see, and even at the end of that verse, even as the Son of Man came not to serve, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So, my brothers and my sisters, that assignment that I was talking about, that assignment that was not completed until that reconciliation was made, that assignment that would not be completed until you have done all it is that is required of you for that particular time. So it's very important that we complete our assignment, because see, that same man did it, and see, that same man gave us a good example. He gave us a living example. He gave us a loving example, because I know that on many occasions I have compared myself or other people. Let me turn that around for 1 minute. I had an aunt, and Brother Brown had told you about my situation on many different occasions. You know, I don't talk about it much, but it's really a matter of public record. I have what is called muscular dystrophy. It's a disease called Charcot-Marie tooth, where it's a wasting away of the muscles. And I'm not saying that to bring no type of glory to myself, but I'm just saying that to use it as an example. I used to get out there with my crutches, slipping and sliding and going to the house of prayer. No matter how much it snowed, I was there, and I was there on time. And so one day, my aunt, who was a senior citizen, she told me, and I didn't know that she had been observing me like that. She said, by you going to the house of prayer and by you being dedicated, boy, you know how I talk to you, boy, you took away all of my excuses. I'm blaming on these legs and I can't do that, but you just barely could make it to where you are. Brother Brown, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. She said that you barely making it, but your dedication is not to the flesh, but your dedication is to the Lord. So what I'm saying, sometimes even though your assignment may be difficult, it gives motivation to other people. It allows people to think and say, if so-and-so can do it, because how many times have we compared? Say, if you can do it, I can do it. Because even though we may be limited in the things that we do, the things that other people do, the other things that other people participate in, it put us to shame. Why? Because we sometimes get complacent in our assignment.
Mm.
Now, when God gives us an assignment, regardless of who he gives that assignment to, see, he compensates. You might say, well, this person is blind, this person is sightless, this person is lame. But you better believe that God compensates them for the things that they do not have. You know that sometimes a handicapped person could be one of the most cheerful people in the whole world. And we complaining about one little bitty hangnail. So I'm just saying, whatever assignment it is that you have, complete that assignment. Don't let nothing or nobody prevent you from doing what it is that the Lord has given you to do. Now, parents, over there in Proverbs, when the Lord telling us to raise up a child, what he's telling us, if I can translate it, is to set a good example before that child. Be that one that child can say, I've never seen my mother or my dad do this or do that or go against God, because whether we know it or not, we are our children's best teachers. Our children learn so much from us, and from the age of newborn up until 4 years old, maybe not even that young now, but it was right before they went to school, we had complete control over what they ate, what they seen on TV, what they wore, and everything. Our assignment was to raise and train them up. But see, now that world's greatest babysitter that stepped in, that world's greatest babysitter is destroying our children's mind. And that's that babysitter that I'm talking about is known as the internet. We let them and turn them loose on those games, and we figured where they occupied, but we don't have no idea of what message is in those games.
That's
and we try to get them out of our hair. I know I have grandchildren that's 3 and 4 years old, and they had a cell phone, and they go into that cell phone, they unlock everything, and they could show you a thing or two. And it almost put me to shame one day with my little granddaughter. Say, oh, granddaddy, give me that phone. You don't know what you're doing. And I didn't know what I was doing. But, see, we got to be careful because, see, that demon's assignment is to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
Yeah,
and what better way to kill, steal, and destroy than to keep our kids in the home, keep their mind with all of this violence? Everything you see got some type of violence in it. All of this killing, all of this blasphemy, all of this adultery and everything. Our cartoons, all of these things are distraction to take our children's mind off of the rules and regulations of God.
That's
so our assignment is to keep that from them. Say, trained up, they might go astray, but when they're older, they will not depart from. So we have to keep them from departing, we have to impart these things into them. We have to drill it into them so that they automatically know, because when their final confirmation comes down, only thing that we could tell the Lord is, I tried. I showed them. Lord, I can't be responsible for them because I lived right before them. I did not set a bad example to them. So have you completed your assignments? Now, Matthew 7:27-23, it said, not everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, when is the kingdom of heaven? But the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Okay. There was another assignment right there, that we must do the will of the Father, which is in heaven. Now, if I'm doing my own will or doing the demon's will, then, once again, my assignment is not complete. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, wait a minute, hold on now. I know this can't be right. The Lord is saying to these slothful people, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Wait a minute now. You mean to tell me, Lord, I've been working for you all this time, or was I really working for myself? And you mean to tell me, you mean to tell me you don't know me? Well, translation of neighborhood, I suggest that you get out of my face. Now, can you imagine that you know you working hard and find out that you're at the wrong job? You go to get your pay and find out that hey, you never would hire in that place. So these assignments that we have, that the Lord has given us, we must be careful because they're very important. It's all, once again, for the good. Now, over there in Romans, another assignment that we have. It said, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Wait a minute, another assignment. By the renewing of your mind, that by testing you, you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect. Wait a minute now. These assignments are just kind of getting next to me. You got to let me catch my breath, Lord. Now, each and every assignment, it did not, the majority of the assignments that the Lord gives you, I want to make sure that you hear this, does not require a tremendous amount of physical labor. but requires spiritual fortitude. It requires that you be obedient to the faith. It requires that you move yourself out of the way. It requires you set a good example. All of these things are conducive to you completing your assignment, because one of the worst things in the world that it is, and that is to have an angry Christian, an indignant Christian. We're supposed to do what we do and do it so joyfully that even if we feel or we're not physically able to do that, the Lord, when he went there to Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah, he said that he was looking for, the angel said, we're looking for somebody that's with a desire.
Mm.
A desire to do right. Now, can you imagine that you have reached the end of your rope and you went about as far as you possibly can go? And you can't go anymore. And the Lord knows your heart. He made you. He knows all about you. But you say your desire is great.
Mm.
So I'm going to give you the rest of the day off. Because I know that if you were physically able to do it, because there's been a lot of things, that we wanted to do in the name of the Lord, but we sometimes push ourselves so far that we're not able to complete those things. But we got that desire. We wake up with that desire. We go to bed with that desire. Sometimes we get so busy that the Lord has to just shut us down. Brother Ron, you know what I'm talking about.
You know
what I'm talking about, how, you know, this person heard you play. This person heard you play. This other person heard you play. And then sometimes we spread ourselves too thin. excuse me for saying this. We call ourselves doing it in the name of the Lord. But see, the Lord, he wants us to be able to get that rest. He wants us to be able to do what it is that we need to do for him and move our little dusty self out the way. So can I go to the Lord and say, Lord, it is finished. Lord, I've done the best that I could do. Because, see, that's all that he's asking for you to do your best. How they say, don't leave nothing on the table. Now, we're going to go over here to Matthew, the 25th chapter. Say, when the Son of Man come in his glory and all his angels with him, then he will sit on the glorious throne before him will be gathered all the nations. And he will separate people one from another as shepherds separate the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. Now, it's plain and simple. Now, you know that a goat is hard-headed. You know that a goat is stubborn. You know that you have to poke and prod and pull your gun on a goat to get him to do what he should do. Not what you want him to do, but get him to do what he should do. So in other words, to make a long story short, a goat doesn't complete your assignment that you gave him. He completes his assignment. Now, sheep, on the other hand, they are willing to learn. They are also compliant. Are you a compliant sheep? You ask yourself that this evening. Am I being compliant? In other words, am I carrying out that assignment that the Lord has given me? And there's so many, as I said, so many assignments. You know, if you look at the vineyard, you have your choir director, you have your deacon board, your usher board, your mother board, your financial secretary, your musicians. You have all of these people that have one specific assignment, and that is for the glory of God. And God will bless your efforts. So the Lord said, he said that that same man, see, we're talking about that same man because, see, I could not be telling you these things if the Lord had not done these things first. So he is our role model. He set the example for us so that in these times we will be able to follow that assignment. Because I know sometimes when people show you how to do things, it becomes easier and easier for us to do that thing because the repetition of doing it helps us out. Now, I'm going to have one more. Luke 16:13 say, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. So,
amen.
So our assignment for today is to serve God. Because see, money, if you let money dictate to you, because see, money would tell you to do some things for its glory, not God's glory, that you never thought you would do before. So choose you today what it is that you need to do, what it is that you want to do, because it is truly, truly an assignment that can be carried out. So that same man, remember all what the Lord went through. I mean, we all know the story. But at the end of his assignment, God called him home. So he gave up. He gave up the ghost. We know, but that was a temporary thing because after he did that, a few days later, he rose. To the level. Now, listen to what I'm saying. If you want to rise to the level that God is pleased with, carry out your assignments. Do it with eagerness. Do it with love, begrudgingly, but do it with enthusiasm. And if you do that, I guarantee you that whatever it is, assignment that the Lord has given you, that it will make you happier because you please in him. So I'd like to thank the Lord. I just covered half the ground that I wanted to cover tonight, but I just thank the Lord for allowing me to cover that ground and getting that message over to you that it is finished. And sometimes we say when it's finished that is that there is no more to do. Well, I beg to differ, because you can always call somebody and tell them about the goodness of God. You can always study the Bible more. So it is not finished. The only thing is we're just ready to move on to a bigger assignment, because most of us started off, in a little bitty church. And one of those in my neighborhood, a lot of people started off in that little storefront church or in somebody's basement. Next thing you know, the Lord grew that because he was there. So complete your assignment. It is finished. And don't mistreat that same man. Because that same man, if he had not hung, bled, and died, we would not have the right. So we have the right. That don't mean that we're entitled to, that we have the right, but we got to follow the rules and regulations of our assignment. May God bless you and keep you. Thank you for allowing me the pleasure of your time. And I'll now turn you over into the hands of Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Deacon Mervin Cox, for making it plain and making it clear that we're talking about that same man. The same man that we're talking about is the person of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, God's only begotten beloved Son, in whom he said he's well pleased with. That's the same man that he is talking about on tonight in his word, Jesus the Christ. So we just thank God for the finished work that he did on the cross for you and for me. And if you're listening on tonight and you know that you have not confessed the Lord Jesus Christ with your own mouth, and you don't believe in your heart that he is God's Son, and you have not asked him to come into your heart and save you, you have an opportunity now, even as you hear my voice, even if you have just heard this message through Deacon Marvin Cox. So you cannot say, if you stand before God and you did not give your life to Jesus Christ while the blood was running warm in your veins, guess what the Word of God declares? That if you do not, God forbid, if you do not give your life to Jesus Christ while you have a chance, while you're in the flesh, while the blood is running warm in your vein, he said, if you're going to stand before God one day, that goes for all, not just it's all means all of those that do not accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior when they had a chance. You're going to stand before God in the day of judgment and acknowledge, you're going to kneel down before God and acknowledge and with your own mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then you're going to hear God say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. So you don't want to hear that come out of the Lord's mouth on your behalf. What you want to hear is the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You have finished the course. You kept the faith. That's what we want to hear as doers of God's word, not just hearers only. So I pray that you have received this word on tonight through Deacon Marvin Cox, that you were blessed by this word, that you let this word minister to you on tonight, that you be able to examine yourself according to God's word, according to this message that you have just heard on tonight through Deacon Marvin Cox. So we know the Lord is already blessed and glorified through his word on tonight. So Deacon Marvin Cox, I would like to say unto you on tonight, continue to be the man that God has called and ordained for you to be. Continue to stand on his word. Continue to teach his word. Continue to be the example before your family and your neighbors and everywhere you go that somebody can see Jesus Christ in you, that God would get the glory. So right now we're getting ready to close out for tonight. I want to thank every listener that has tuned in on tonight, especially for those that have tuned in from day one down through the years. God willing, on July, the first Saturday in July, the first Thursday in July will be 8 years coming to you all live from this worldwide network and worldwide platform delivering God's word. So I pray and thank God for each one of you that have been faithful listeners, even to the new listeners. I thank God for you as well. And do know that I do pray for you all, and I'm asking you all to continue to pray for me and pray for this worldwide ministry and platform. It's not my ministry and platform. It's God's ministry and platform, that he get the glory, not about me, but that God is being glorified through this worldwide network and platform. That's what it's all about, and that the good news of Jesus is going forward with power. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word that has gone forth through Deacon Marvin Cox on tonight through your Holy Spirit. I pray and ask that it has been received by every listener, that they would be able to manifest on this word, they would be able to meditate on this word as they continue to listen to this word and be digesting this word, Heavenly Father, through faith and through your word, Heavenly Father, that they will continue to grow spiritually, that they will be able to be even more doers of your word after hearing this word on tonight, so that they will be able to say that it is finished. They will be able to hear you say unto them, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We have to stand before you and give an account for every deed done in our bodies, the good and the bad, that you will get the glory through our lives individually and as a corporate body of believers. And as well, I continue to lift up my twin sister, Jeanette Jones, that you continue to touch and heal and strengthen her body, Heavenly Father, and not only her, but my nephew, Brad, continue to heal and strengthen his body, and my brother-in-law, Ken, that whole household, continue to bless them, Lord, continue to heal them, that they will be able to give you the glory, honor, and praise, and let the world know that it's you who have healed them, not only for that family, but all those that are dealing with illnesses in their bodies, minds, and spirits all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless and have mercy upon all of those that are bereaved on tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that your Son of God, your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, our second Adam, that he stayed on the cross. He didn't come down, because had he came down from the cross before his work was finished, we would all be doomed. So we just thank you that he stayed on the cross and he finished his work that he was assigned to do in the earth in the flesh, that you would be glorified through him, and that we can be doers of your word, that we can spread the good news of Jesus Christ to those that are spiritually blind, that they will be able to hear your word and receive your word, and they too will be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them so that they can also be bearing good fruit and draw others to Jesus Christ, that you will get the glory. So now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow, and every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name, whether they're actually in the household of faith, ministering your word, or whether they're doing it through social media, however it's going to be done on tomorrow, through each man, each woman, that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, that are standing on your word and teaching and preaching your word, use them on tomorrow, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. So now, Lord, we thank you for every listener. Continue to bless them. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. And, oh, God, we continue to lift up our president and vice president and all those, Heavenly Father, in the cabinet that are trying to be doers of your word and show love and compassion for your people all over the land. Continue to bless them. Continue to protect them and cover them in the blood of Jesus. Have your way in their lives that you will get the glory through them as well as our prayer. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, tonight, remember and know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So be reminded on next Saturday, the 10th of April, Deacon Marvin Cox will be coming forth again, sharing with us another poem and then delivering God's word once again on next Saturday. But next Thursday night, I have a special guest, Minister Benny Gaskin from Atlanta, Georgia, will be my special guest on this coming Thursday night. And then again, next Saturday night, Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth God's word again on Saturday, April the 10th. So you want to tune in and be blessed again. So again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.